Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns and this is the Steven Gerrard Retirement Podcast. It happened on Thursday morning. He released a statement and I was watching Sky Sports News and they were talking about the Arsenal Champions League game and it just popped up and it really, really changed my mood around. Made me very sad. This guy has just been there my whole sort of footballing life. This whole time I've watched football, I've idolised Steven Gerrard. Not a Liverpool fan, I'm a Leeds fan. England fan, so I've watched him for England. To me, he just signified everything that was great about Liverpool Football Club. That is great about maybe an English footballer. He sort of had every trait that when you're a kid, you want in a footballer. A goal scorer, a hard tackler, someone who gave his all to his football club. Never, ever, ever gave up, did he, that man? I love Steven Gerrard. Absolutely love him as a player. What has he got as his traits? Well, to me, he could play every single position. I think when he started his career at Liverpool, I think he played right back or left back for about 10 or 15 games. And he was Liverpool's best player at fullback. And you just knew there was something special about this kid. And he looked like a kid, didn't he? The kit looked always too big for him in his early career. But my God, did he grow into that kit and did he grow into the complete footballer? A goal scorer. Long, short. I think over the course of his career under Brendan Rodgers, dropped back into the quarterback role, matured as that footballer, knew he couldn't go sprinting around making forward runs like he'd done in the past, but knew his strengths were that he could dictate the play, and he was perfect for Brendan Rodgers. Brendan Rodgers, a coach who loves possession football. What Gerrard did was he split the two centre-backs and dropped in as a third centre-back and used to ping balls about. I remember when I was a kid in football training, whenever like a player would do a crossfield pass and it go, obviously 95% of the time would go out of play, the defender would cut it out or head it away, the coach would scream on the pitch, "What are you doing? Don't make that Hollywood Steven Gerrard pass." The geezer had his own pass, if you know what I mean. A crossfield ball, 40, 50, 60 yard, was known as the Gerrard pass. Now, fair play if you've got your own pass. I can only think people like Cruyff, they've got their own sort of move on a football field. So that is the level Steven Gerrard got to as a player. The FA Cup final against West Ham, known as the Steven Gerrard FA Cup Final. Well, he's got his own pass. He's got his own name of a cup final. He won that game. It sort of reminds me the way Wayne Rooney is sort of being lambasted now at England. Wayne Rooney at the moment, I wouldn't say he has very many players for England that are maybe up to his level. I know he's not been playing very well, but in the past 5 years, Wayne Rooney has been on his own at another level as England. And Steven Gerrard was like that for Liverpool. It's been said on numerous occasions that the players, they weren't at Gerrard's level. And maybe that's why he didn't win the Premier League. But fair play to Steven Gerrard for not leaving for Chelsea when he could have, when Mourinho wanted him, when Chelsea were paying the big wages and Liverpool were haggling over their captain's contract. He nearly moved. In hindsight, if he went, he would have won Premier League titles. He might have won the Champions League when Chelsea won it. But would I speak of him like this, with the passion and the love I have for that player, like I would if he went to Chelsea? I'm not sure. Would we just end up with another player who, when he went back to Anfield, would he have been booed? Maybe. Frank Lampard, remember, got booed when he went to Man City at the end of his career. He got booed by the Chelsea fans when he went back to Stamford Bridge. That's sort of the environment we live in today with footballers. I wanted to talk about two of my favourite Steven Gerrard moments. One was a goal and one was a pass. I could talk about Istanbul, but I'm not going to, because so many pundits are going to talk about Istanbul. So many people are going to talk about Cardiff, the Millennium Stadium, the FA Cup final, when he scored two unbelievable goals to take the game to penalties. But one moment sprang to mind. It was when Liverpool were going for the title under Brendan Rodgers. And it was when the whole country was starting to get excited about this Liverpool team. God, they could do this. They could win the title. And they went away to Craven Cottage, I think it was midweek, and Gerrard's playing that quarterback role that I mentioned earlier. The ball drops to him. Gerrard, with the outside of his right foot in the centre circle, in his half of the centre circle, plays a ball over the top of the midfield, in between the two Fulham centre backs, and it's got so much whip on and curve that it curves to the right-hand side as it's going through the Fulham centre-backs, in between them. Sturridge is playing the right wing position, and it just curves delicately so it doesn't go long to the keeper's hands, and it curves into Daniel Sturridge's run, and it ends up behind the Fulham left-back. Imagine that for a second. A pass with the outside of the right foot past the Fulham midfield, past the Fulham centre-backs, and curves round in behind a left-back before Sturridge runs on perfectly and scores a very FIFA goal, very Sturridge goal, curves it, hits the post, in. Liverpool win that game and they go on for their title challenge, which they sadly didn't win. Because that Liverpool team under Brendan Rodgers is the team that I think about with most joy. I was so excited to watch that Liverpool team play that it was such a disappointment that they didn't win the title, because they deserved it with the football that they played. Would they have got anywhere near that title without Steven Gerrard? I don't think so. I remember a lot of key penalties he scored that year, a lot of free kicks. Suarez at that time was under tremendous pressure from the country because of what he did to Branislav Ivanovic. Would Suarez have left if he didn't have his captain there to sort of parent him, to look after him, when the whole country wanted rid of Suarez? And the next season we saw one of the greatest ever from a player in the Premier League. 31 goals I think Luis Suarez scored playing in front of Steven Gerrard. Zidane and Pelé said in 2009, Gerrard was the best footballer in the world. I didn't even say my second favourite moment. I said the pass from Sturridge, didn't I? There was a goal in the Champions League against Marseille. Please, please go on YouTube and type in Steven Gerrard crazy goal versus Marseille. I'm watching it right now. Torres running onto the Marseille defence, lays it off to Dirk Kuyt. And I slow it down. Dirk Kuyt lays the ball to Steven Gerrard on the right-hand side of the box. He's about 25 yards out. The ball's about to play to him, and he whips it. He just whips it with his right foot. Steven Gerrard's looking at the corner flag as he hits this shot, and he whips it with his right foot on the right-hand side of the corner of the edge of the box, and it goes in the top left corner. This is what Steven Gerrard had. He had a bullet, and he had a whip. He could caress a ball softly. He could burst a ball. He could pass long. He could pass short. He could win headers. He is everything you want. And the talk turns to, is Steven Gerrard going to become a manager? Is this why he's retiring now? Well, he could have apparently got the MK Dons job. He didn't take it. I'd say, since the day Steven Gerrard took the captain's armband at Liverpool, He's basically been an assistant manager to Houllier, Benitez, Hodgson, Rodgers. I honestly believe, like Kenny Dalglish did with Liverpool in, was it the 80s or 70s when he became player manager? I think Steven Gerrard could have been player manager at the time. That's sort of the weight he had on his shoulders the whole time. He was a leader. We talk about captains. What is the role of a captain? Well, if you think about a club like Liverpool, the disaster they went through at Hillsborough, every year having to deal with that, finally the Hillsborough victims got the justice which they deserved. And it's because of people like Steven Gerrard not giving up the fight on and off the field. I would like to see Liverpool Football Club give Steven Gerrard a role in the youth team so that he can go back to his club, learn as a manager with maybe youth players, under 23s, reserve team players that aren't playing at Liverpool, who drop down into the under 23s, like Zinedine Zidane has done at Real Madrid. And then I would like to see a progression once Jurgen Klopp decides to leave. Steven Gerrard, there is no decision who should be the next Liverpool manager because they have moulded Steven Gerrard. They have the time because it doesn't look like Jurgen Klopp's going anywhere. Steven Gerrard is 36 years old. By the time he's 40, with 4 years' experience, I know that's a long time in football, but learning, developing, he can then go and be Liverpool manager because that is what I want to see. I'm sure that's what all Liverpool fans want to see. Steven Gerrard be the next Liverpool manager. And I think he can do it. He's a hero of mine. He scored over 200 goals in his career. And I've just only mentioned one there and one pass to Sturridge. But you could go on forever. I could just go on Steven Gerrard best moments and just talk through every single goal because he's given us so many moments. Thank you very much, Steven Gerrard. Enjoy your retirement. I don't think you should stick in it too long. I think you should go into Liverpool, as I've said. Without players like him, I wouldn't be doing the Football Hour podcast. I wouldn't have the passion about football that I do. Right, I've been Alex Mearns. This has been the Football Hour. We reached 100,000 listens, so thank you ever so much for listening. You're a pleasure to make podcasts for. You keep coming back, you keep listening. I really appreciate it. Subscribe on iTunes and yeah, go on YouTube, type in Marseille Golf Steven Gerrard and Sturridge Pass Steven Gerrard. You'll enjoy yourselves.
You've been listening to the Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Thought you could get rid of me? Well, you can't. It's Sean Dyche, back again, football manager and guest presenter of the Football Hour. When this podcast is finished, go and do me a favour and follow the podcast on Twitter via @TheFootballHour. You better do me, Sean Dyche, this favour, or I will make sure whatever football club you support, my Burnley FC, will come and beat your football team, and I'll make you cry in the process. So go, please, follow @TheFootballHour. Do it now.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.